Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled, drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. This is episode 171, Amateur Nation falling down, falling down, falling down. So, Mother's Day is fast approaching. If you're like me, and I know I am, you have a mom that you love. Download my two-book set from Amazon and laugh whatever genitals you identify owning off. Not to mention, you just might tear up a little bit from the stories therein and sparking memories of you and your mom and get that conversation going. The books are called 101 Weird Conversations with Mom and another 101 Weird Conversations with Mom. You'll find them on Amazon. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll go through all the changes. I'm on Instagram, lou.santini3, to get a taste of what's to come in 60-second audiograms in the upcoming episodes. Once again, at lou.santini3. And you can visit lousantini.com and click on the yellow donate button for this podcast, or go to paypal.me/amateurnation. By the way, if you go to lousantini.com/shop, you will see that you now get a free No Amateurs keychain with every single t-shirt purchase. Here's what's happening in Amateur Nation.
Topic number one.
Well, what episode would be complete without yet another teacher gone wild? I promise you we won't spend a lot of time analyzing the actual message this mental patient is saying, because I think the grown man's words and spastic temper emotional breakdown speaks for itself. This man, wearing a rainbow-colored communist hammer and sickle logo t-shirt, is speaking at a school board meeting. This is a teacher who speaks in front of kids daily. Someone hired this pimple.
And I am sickened.
Oh, us too.
Transphobia is a serious illness.
So transphobia is an illness and a serious one. Did you hear about Steve? No, what happened? COVID? Cancer? Worse, transphobia.
And unfortunately, there isn't a vaccine for it yet. And I first witnessed transphobia.
Why does Amateur Nation want vaccines for everything now? I mean, I don't mean to entertain the idea that a vaccine could change your mind about anything. Of course, there's mind-altering drugs, both prescription and illicit, but he's posing the idea that there could be, or should be, or we need one, or anyone would take it, or that vaccines can cure things like racism, for example. If we're going to get a vaccine for anything, it should be for behavior like this.
When a kid wearing a racist Make America Great Again hat made fun of me and said that me being myself was a Halloween costume.
Well, you do dress like a commie version of Robin Williams from Mork and Mindy. So you let a high school kid bully you, puss, wearing a racist MAGA hat. You know, I'll still never understand the logic behind that. You want the country where you live, and possibly where you were born, to be great. You want greatness. So apparently that's racist. You do know amateurs will never be satisfied, right? There is literally nothing that would stop this kind of sniveling and whining. Ever. Ever. This guy cannot be satisfied. He will never be happy. A man. Ladies and gentlemen.
The MAGA supporter.
What, honey?
And even though Donald Trump is not in office, the disease of Trumpism has spread across our stolen land.
So everything is a disease or an illness to this guy. Transphobia and now Trumpism. Even though he's not in office. It's a nice safety net that can last a lifetime. Flash forward to when this imbecile was 40, if he makes it to next weekend, that is, and he'll get a flat tire. Transphobia, cavity at the dentist, Trumpism. And what's with the stolen land reference? Pick a lane and drive in it, amateur. And by the way, every country on the planet was founded by someone else who stole it. It's not like we did this last week, fucktard. Yes, I'm taking fucktard back too.
Every night I cry myself to sleep knowing that I live on stolen Native American land.
Now that, I believe, if you're crying yourself to sleep because of stolen Native American land, you officially have no problems. Even the Native Americans are like, dude, lighten the fuck up. Smoke 'em peace pipe. Just relax.
As a high school teacher, I witness transphobia every single day. Racist bigots! We need to teach our students and raise awareness in our schools.
I was hoping he would mention raising awareness. Okay, so back in your cage, worst actor ever. I hope his dad saw this. I really do. I got news for you, amateur. You did not help your case. Did this guy really think that acting like this, and be assured, it's an act, that if he acted like that, it would help things? Like the school board is going, man, he's really upset, so it must be serious. Let's adjust the world to this clod. I know pros mostly listen to this show, but I ask anyone, is this a world anyone wants to live in? With people this fragile? Teaching children? People this unstable, phony, volatile, dumb?
Topic number two.
Okay, so Elon Musk bought Twitter. I know I'm supposed to be excited about it, but I simply don't care. Now, I gotta say, I'm pretty fed up with the idea, the very notion, that billionaires need to step up to save humanity. And that in order to save humanity and common sense, we need billionaires to do it. Or rather, more specifically, that the notion that free speech needs to be bought to be preserved. If Twitter did its job the first time, we wouldn't be here now. Remember those in amateur nation when Trump was banned? Well, it's a private company. It could do what it wants. Funny how that line of commentary doesn't apply to those threatening to leave the platform. You know, I left Twitter long before Trump got banned, between the commies running rampant, Middle Eastern terrorists having accounts, and of course the rampant censorship of not only the leader of the free world, but average everyday citizens of the world, having ideas censored and accounts blocked and deleted. So I left. Why would I stay? What, because I need followers and likes? There are other platforms and ways to reach people, and other ways that I'm not so fond of those either. I've had 3 videos censored by YouTube, my Instagram account deleted with no explanation, one of my episodes of this podcast removed by one of the platforms, several posts taken down followed by warnings like I need to be scolded by some nameless 20-year-old nerd living in his or her or they's parents' basement because they saw a word they didn't like without any regard to context or humor. I've been in Facebook jail, the very notion of which is absurd. So the reason I don't care about Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter is because, not because I fear what he'll do with it, but because of all the crybabies who still don't understand nor will admit that free speech works in every direction, and will use the platform to spread even more ignorance, stupidity, and hate, the very things they accuse us pros of doing. You know, because we're all racists and white supremacists and sexists and everything phobic. But here's the thing. I still say they have a right to post what they want. Let them expose their stupidity. Their audience is other amateurs who nod in unison at buzzwords and cliches and virtue signaling, and I choose to simply ignore it by leaving the platform and staying off of it. If I see that things have changed and I'm in the right mood, perhaps I'll revisit it. But for now, let me run a care check. Nope, I don't care. Still don't care. Remember when MySpace censored and banned accounts and posts? Yeah, me neither. Already, people in amateur nation are saying they're leaving Twitter. I fail to see the threat. Don't let the door hit you in your gender-fluid ass. Here are the scenarios that I think could possibly play out once Musk revamps the platform. It could be any of these things, or a combination of any of these things. In no particular order. One of the scenarios that is that Twitter goes back to normal. Whatever that was. But free speech won't be censored, according to Musk. Amateur Nation goes full metal crazy with absurd notions, posts, threats, absurdities, claims, fake news, and propaganda, which is another reason why I won't pollute my head, time, or phone space for that app. A good portion of Amateur Nation leaves the platform, but barely makes a dent in subscribers. The same way half of Amateur Nation said they were moving to Canada when Trump won. Right? I'm looking at you, Rosie O'Donnell and Kathy Griffin. Amateurs are all hell-bent on getting attention, no matter what kind, to leave Twitter. Besides whomever is standing next to those amateurs, who would listen to their maniacal rantings based on feelings and false information? Who else? Other Twitter idiots. Twitter, slowly but surely, will decay and die a natural, albeit needed, death, and I still won't care. So those are some of the scenarios I think will play out. Could be any of those, combination of those. Who knows? Maybe I'm not thinking about something. But now that Musk has bought Twitter, here comes the amateur celebrities putting their over-emotionality and hypersensitivity on full display. Now, here's what Elon Musk said his plans were for the platform. Notice the white supremacy, the racism, and hatred in his statement. You ready? He said, I want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. Twitter has tremendous potential. I look forward to working with the company and the community of users to unlock it. Full of hate and irresponsibility and censorship, yes? There's literally nothing in that statement that any reasonable person could have a problem with hearing. Those were all good things. Less spam bots, increasing trust, authenticating humans, open source algorithms. Nerp, amateurs smell racism and white supremacy. New York Times writer Charles M. Blow said, looks like I'm about to say goodbye to Twitter as well. I've been pulling back a bit from social media anyway. This will be just the push I need to go all the way on this app. Translation, my posts will no longer go unquestioned and unchallenged, and my loyal sheep won't be able to fend off logic and reason from my propaganda and false information. I won't be as important anymore. Actress Yvette Nicole Brown joined Blow and said, I'm leaving too, friend. I joined a site called Counter Social, and it appears to be fighting against what at Twitter is about to become. Well, what about Black Twitter? You always got that. Here's the best part. Besides having the horror of reading something they don't agree with, it never occurred to these amateurs to not look at those accounts or block those accounts, read those accounts and dismiss them. Are amateurs that fragile? Answer, yes. But I ask, what are amateurs so afraid of? I got news for you, amateurs. Pros don't need Twitter to speak common sense and logic and pro-America sentiments to them. There are other social media platforms and other ways to spread pro-America and anti-communism sentiments. If Amateur Nation thinks that the world revolves around Twitter and that Twitter has that much power over their lives and the minds of all humans, then that's why Amateur Nation is so weak. Pro-Nation, as a whole, is stronger than a stupid social media platform. Pro-Nation knows something as stupid as Twitter isn't reality. But amateurs think that since, well, it's so prolific and obviously it's monetarily valuable, then it must be truth and real and be respected. All hail Twitter. More celebrities who are stupid. Former World Wrestling Entertainment World Heavyweight Champion Mick Foley. I'll be giving some serious thought to leaving Twitter for good in the near future. I do not have a good feeling about where this platform is heading. Well, fine. Go join commie cuck John Cena, amateur. And you have formerly funny director and actor Rob Reiner with his Chicken Little impression. Now that Elon Musk is buying Twitter, the question for all of us is, will he allow a criminal who used his platform to lie and spread disinformation to try to overthrow the U.S. government to return and continue his criminal activity? And if he does, how do we combat it? Rob Reiner has really just gone off the deep end. He really has. It's disturbing almost. Like, what are you hiding? I think Rob Reiner is worried about something being discovered about him. I really don't know what, but he's off the deep end. He doesn't state any facts. He regurgitates the same thing the non-celebrity amateurs do. Everything's racist. Everything's about Trump. Everything is Russian disinformation. The guy just, he thinks because he has, that's the problem with Hollywood, the Hollywood elite. They have so much power. People confuse the idea of money with intelligence or fame with intelligence. Former CEO of Twitter and the world's most boring billionaire, Jack Dorsey, actually said something worth noting. He said, "The idea and service is all that matters to me, and I will do..." I'm sorry, let me try this again. "The idea and service is all that matters to me, and I will do whatever it takes to protect both." Okay, so anyway, Twitter as a company has always been my sole issue and my biggest regret. It has been owned by Wall Street and the ad model. Taking it back from Wall Street is the correct first step. Thank you both for getting the company out of an impossible situation. This is the right path. I believe it with all my heart. Time will tell what will become of Twitter, but I still won't care either way. Follow me to see audiograms throughout the week for this show on Instagram, at lou.santini3. Go to lousantini.com, click on the yellow donate button, or better yet, paypal.me/amateurnation. Sneak Peek Thursday is on YouTube and my Facebook pages every Thursday, 7 a.m. Eastern. Both are called Lou Santini Entertainment. Topic number 3 is next.
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition.
Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur. Amateur habitats and history. Social media plus me, me, me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Did you get yours yet? The new No Amateurs men's and women's t-shirts and keychains. The men's tees are a soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend
in sport royal blue, displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag centered atop.
Available in medium, large, extra large, and double extra large. The women's tees are a lightweight, super soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend
in royal blue and are fitted, displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag.
Available in small, medium, large, and extra large.
The keychains are made from durable rubber with the No Amateurs logo and the waving American flag.
T-shirts just $22.95, keychain just $5.
Please add $6.95 for shipping and handling for all orders inside the U.S., but
free keychain with every t-shirt purchase, and if you spend $60 or more, your shipping is free. Available at lousantini.com/shop. Be a pro. Say no to amateurs and order your No Amateurs t-shirt and keychain today.
Topic number 3.
As Richard Vernon, played by Paul Gleason in the film The Breakfast Club, directed by John Hughes, said, "Don't mess with the bulls, young man. You'll get the horns." In other words, don't poke the bear. Or in Mike Tyson's words, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. By now, you've heard of the insane man who taunted and harassed Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson on a plane. Now, the story is, allegedly, Mike Tyson repeatedly punched a man in the face after the guy had apparently annoyed him. TMZ Sports said Tyson was slated to fly out of San Francisco International Airport to Florida. A witness on the plane says as he and his friend were boarding Tyson's flight, the boxing legend was initially cool with them and the other passengers. The witness tells us Mike took a selfie with him and then was patient with his overly excited buddy, who kept trying to talk to the 55-year-old fighter as he sat behind him. Eventually, though, we're told Tyson had enough of the guy behind him talking in his ear and told him to chill. When the guy didn't, that's when the witness says Tyson started to throw several punches at the man's face. The bigger question is, why is Mike Tyson flying JetBlue? I mean, I know he's had financial troubles, but damn. Apparently, the man, or should I say amateur, on the other end of Tyson's fist was Melvin Townsend III of Punta Gorda, Florida. Tyson's rep said that Townsend threw a water bottle at him, triggering the violence. The 36-year-old has a lengthy rap sheet dating back to 2008. According to Charlotte County court records, charges include possession, burglary, grand theft, and fraud, and he has served time twice. Okay, so, as I've said before, bad people can do good things and good people can do bad things. Details will come out eventually, but I will say this. While celebrities should indeed be held to the same standards when it comes to crimes, you know, like Ghislaine Maxwell, Bubba Wallace, Jussie Smollett, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, O.J. Simpson, Vince Neil, Amber Heard, Will Smith, Kevin Spacey, Barack Obama, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, Bill Gates, anyone associated with BLM and Antifa. While celebrities should be held to the same standards when found guilty or are suspected of committing a crime, celebrities do indeed get their lion's share of threats. Blackmail, assault, stalking, kidnapping, harassing, and the big one, invasion of their privacy. I know, boo-hoo, they're rich and that's the price you pay. No, most celebrities will accept that they're in the public eye and they get more attention than the average person, and they have to sign autographs and take selfies with fans and have their lives interrupted to a point. But so far, what we have here is an allegedly drunk prior felon who didn't know when to quit poking the bear and had a plan until he got punched in the mouth and head repeatedly. Is he in the wrong? Or is Tyson in the wrong? Email me your thoughts and comments, lou@lousantini.com. Best response, free t-shirt and keychain. Tyson was right when he said, social media made y'all way too comfortable with disrespecting people and not getting punched in the face for it. That might come back to haunt him. But he ain't wrong. Okay, a little a la carte menu time. Raise your hand if you're sick of hearing about the fucking environment. Oh, I know, amateur nation. The very fact that I said that means I hate the earth and I want to burn everything down and I just want to leave my semi-truck running all night while I'm not in it with the bathroom faucet running when I go on vacation using plastic bags and I don't buy my shoes from a company that makes them out of recycled diapers, all while I record this podcast with every room in my house fully lit. The earth is fine. We were supposed to be underwater 30 fucking years ago, and we're fine. It's not hotter than it used to be. It's not colder than it used to be. It's called weather. The Earth was here before we populated it. It'll be here long after. The difference is, Amateur Nation has found a way to make you worry about the Earth 24/7. You can't pop a zit without worrying about the butterfly effect and how the zit's pus leaves a global footprint. Enough! Hate CNN? Spend extra money to download CNN Plus. Oh, no, wait, never mind, it's gone. CNN Plus, 3 weeks and done. Kind of like the average case of COVID. Here's a few great tweets. This one by @TimRunsHisMouth. Warner Brothers just took all mentions of a gay character out of the new Harry Potter movie for its China release. Crazy how Hollywood and the left is completely silent about actual don't say gay policy. Oh, that's a mic drop. Here's one from @RobertFHyde1. Disney stock is down more than 70% and attendance is down more than 55%. 10.1 million people canceled their Disney Plus subscription. Everything woke goes broke. And this one from CoPatriot1776. When you see the government ask Elon Musk to use the kill switch on all Russian-owned Teslas, and you suddenly understand why they're pushing so hard for electric vehicles. Duh! It's never been about saving the environment. With gas engines, you control how much and when. The government, run and owned by China and the Middle East, where the rare earth minerals are, need the oil and coal to power the factories that make the batteries for the bland battery boxes so they can control how much electricity you're allowed to have and when. And then scream, we're running low! Jesus, just watch Total Recall and substitute electricity for air. Yeah, keep shaking your empty heads, amateurs. Keep citing some stat you saw on CNN. Or CNN Plus. Oh wait, that's not around anymore. This headline, Colin Kaepernick says he would accept a backup role in the NFL. But what about the slavery? You remember? The slavery! Disney and LeBron James have something in common. A textbook lesson on how to ruin a reputation and legacy after years of building trust and fandom. All LeBron had to do was stay quiet, and all Disney had to do was not go commie. But that Chinese money is just too hard to pass up. Three things that are done right in the world. It's time for three pro things. Number one. Snoop Dogg was the first major celeb I met and worked with when I moved to Los Angeles in 1997. I was shooting a straight-to-video long-form music video for rapper Master P called Da Game O' Life. I guess because the and of takes too much time to say or print. But I gotta say, having met him and talked to him for literally hours while we were setting up lighting and killing time, I gotta say, I instantly liked him, and we chatted for hours in between setting up shots in this abandoned warehouse in South Central. His two humongous bodyguards and I talked rock and roll music, of all things, because he asked me where I came from and what I did before I moved there. At the time, I was a Steelers fan, and he still is, and we bonded over that. Later, his bodyguards walked me to my car, both of these 6'8", 350-pound dudes squeezing into my Volkswagen GTI. But I liked him, and as high as he was, and he came out of his trailer in the blast of pot smoke, the man never dropped the line during any takes, not once. Now, here he is being interviewed for either a podcast or a radio show. If it was radio, maybe they bleeped him, or maybe it was Sirius XM, where it's anything goes. Note a few things here. I want you to pay attention to a few things here. It's a very short clip. The female co-host and her stupid question about the climate of women's empowerment. Man, you managed to get the word climate and empowerment in the same phrase. Because up until last year, women were just chained to stoves and beaten with clubs, remember? They just now started voting and driving and working outside the home. And by the way, empowerment, regardless of race or sex, means act like an obnoxious amateur. Also note, not only Snoop's response in sticking to his guns, but notice how fast he responds. He cuts her off. And finally, note the male co-host saying, "You can't say that," but yet he laughs. It's a very short clip. I'll play it twice. Here it is.
Do you look back at some of your old lyrics, given the climate of what's happening today with women's empowerment, and be like, damn, that was kind of fucked up that I said that?
Nope, hell no. That was me. I love every motherfucking man. Fuck them hoes.
Man, stop, man. Don't say that.
No, I'm just saying that's me.
Okay, listen to her, listen to the host, here it is again.
Do you look back at some of your old lyrics, given the climate of what's happening today with women's empowerment, and be like, damn, that was kind of fucked up that I said that?
Nope, hell no, that was me. I love every motherfucking man, fuck them hoes.
Man, stop, man, don't say that.
No, I'm just saying, that's me.
I mean, what's he gonna say? I was wrong, I'm sorry, I take it all back. I've changed who I am and how I see the world. I'm not a gangster rapper anymore. And what, lose some street cred? You mean like Eminem did at the Super Bowl?
Now this looks like hypocrisy, so amateurs, just take a knee. But we need a little democracy, because it feels just like the CCP.
Number two. To my fellow metalheads, you have to watch Metal Lords on Netflix. It's a 90-plus minute movie that I will take over School of Rock any day of the week. Even if you don't love metal, it's just a fun, enjoyable movie, and despite it being a teen comedy, does not fall into the same teen cliche traps that so many movies do. I cannot recommend this movie enough. I will definitely watch it again. Cameos from some of the biggest names in metal, great original music, not to mention some metal classics sprinkled throughout, and exactly the right songs from the metal archives used in this movie. No social justice messages, no pandering. In many ways, a very sweet movie. I would recommend it. Watch it with your kids, your at least your teenage kids. I don't think it's appropriate for really young kids, but this movie is pro. Metal Lords on Netflix. Number three. Here comes a mic drop tweet from @ThirdEyeClops. Pray for Ukraine, but no one else. One death from COVID is too much. Deaths from vaccines? We don't care. Protesting for other countries is amazing. Protesting for yourself is free dumb, D-U-M-B. Governments buying media is democracy. You having free speech is dangerous. Get it yet? Oh, what the hell? Here's a bonus pro thing. You've earned it. Listen to this, oh yeah, kind of tweet. This is from @resist_05. Bill Gates is the largest investor in vaccines, and there's a pandemic. Bill Gates is the largest owner of land in America, and there's a food crisis. Bill Gates is the largest investor in renewables, and there's an oil shortage. He ain't wrong. Go to Etsy, do a search for No Amateurs Tees and get yours today. Check out the models, huh? Uh-huh, attractive people. Or you can go to lousantini.com/shop and get a free keychain with every order, or email the show with the topic idea or comment and get both of those for free. You can do that by emailing me, lou@lousantini.com. Follow me on Instagram, @lou.santini3. Subscribe and or follow me at Lou Santini Entertainment on Facebook and YouTube. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast. Oh, it's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. Not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Major production.
Bye, Lou. Gonna miss you.